Welcome to Jace Howard's Sports Podcast, where I give you the latest sports news by a 9-year-old. Today we have 4 segments, and I am joined by a special guest, my mom.
Hi, everybody.
And so segment 1 today will be the Giants versus the Jets. Obviously, you know that this is a very big rivalry.
Yeah, big rivalry and always a fun one to watch for sure.
Yeah, and I think that sometimes this game is later in the preseason, but today it is really early in the preseason. My question is, how were the Giants' new QB do? Because he's kind of for sure to start. I think that he is for sure to start.
I agree. Eli is no Peyton and never will be, and it's time for a change.
And I just think that they're going to start that new QB because they're really relying on him. That rookie QB, he's really good, and I think he's relying on him. They'll probably try to keep him for when Eli retires because Eli is getting pretty old, so.
Hey, watch pretty old there, son.
Well, that's one thing. Anyways. Yeah. So, I'm kind of wondering how the Jets' defense will hold up against the Giants' offense. Because the Giants, they don't have Odell Beckham Jr.
Yeah.
But they do have Saquon Barkley, which it's a real big question if he'll play or not. But if he plays, my oh my, that will be a fun game to watch, because if Saquon plays, the Jets' defense is good. So if Saquon plays, then it'll be fun to see how the Jets' defense handles that.
I agree. And if they do put the rookie quarterback in, it's always fun to watch because the team hasn't really prepared for the new quarterback.
And
well,
now they have Le'Veon Bell, too. So, I mean, if they play Le'Veon Bell, that's something. Now, do I think they'll play Le'Veon Bell? Probably not. They might play him just to kind of get him fresh and back in the groove. But other than that, I don't think they'll take any chances as far as him getting hurt.
No.
But also, let's talk about the Arizona Cardinals versus the San Diego Chargers. That's really going to be a huge game as far as the number one overall pick in the 2019 draft, Kyler Murray, who was the Oklahoma QB number one. He is going to play for the Arizona Cardinals because they did something with Carson Palmer, which Carson Palmer was good, but he was, like I said, getting a little to where the point they think they needed a new change. And I think that if anybody in the NFL who needed a quarterback change, if Tua was available, that probably would have been what they would have done if Tua was available. But they got to do the best that they can. And that's
this is all topic, Jace, but what do you think about Clemson's returning quarterback?
Yeah, Sunshine. I like to call him that too. Mm-hmm. I think he'll be good. Will Clemson run for a national title? Now that's a big question because
I think they could,
but a lot of things come to it, and this is off topic too. We talked about this yesterday, but Kentucky, like. That a lot of teams have lost people, and I think that Kentucky is a one, and we can't buy an injury, and that's what I said yesterday. And it makes me mad.
That's a good point, but I do like Sunshine.
Yeah. So on to the next segment, free agency. As we all know, the NBA free agency has gone on. But we have made some big changes, and I am really excited to see what this new NBA brings out.
What are you most excited about?
I think that I am probably most excited about the fact that, you know, I really want to see the Clippers and that Lakers duel. I think that that's going to be a really big game, really high intense game, and the NBA is definitely going to make a lot of money off of it. So, and I'm excited to see the new Nets, which I am kind of disappointed because Kevin Durant is not going to be out there. Where he is hurt his, what did he hurt? His Achilles, I think. Yeah. Where he tore his right Achilles. Anyways, he's going to be out for the season is what they're thinking. And then,
yeah, Achilles injury is not good.
Yeah, you are a physical therapist, so if you say it's not good, then that means something.
Well, that's just what you get a lot of power from in jumping and landing and, you know, cutting.
That's actually how he hurt it. He was going up for a shot and ouch. But, and then Klay Thompson, we were actually talking to my mom about this the other day. She said Klay Thompson should be returning pretty soon, about the start of the season, just because they've gave it time to heal up. I think that they might not take a chance right off the bat, but I think that Klay Thompson will get to play a decent amount of the year.
I think after the All-Star game, Jace, is when he's coming back.
Oh. So that'll be a little bit, but at least we'll get to see him. So let's hope the Warriors team doesn't struggle, but that's what I'm excited to see. Do the Warriors struggle? Without Kevin Durant, they might have, but now they don't have Klay Thompson, they might struggle for a little bit.
Yeah, they might.
And then some of the smaller trades that have went on, the Isaiah Thomas trade to the Wizards. I mean, I don't know, but I think that I don't know what they'll do because, you know, John Wall, they have John Wall, so the question is, will Isaiah Thomas come off the bench? I don't think he'll start, but he might come off the bench for John Wall. Or John Wall.
Is Wall still hurt, though?
I don't know.
I think he is. So.
Yeah. But I one of the bigger trades that have gone on, I mean, it was pretty publicized, but we didn't hear much of it, or at least I didn't. The Chris Paul, Russell Westbrook trade. I think that, I don't know how this will work. James Harden, Russell Westbrook, two guys who love the spotlight. And, you know, Russell Westbrook has been used to the spotlight after Kevin Durant left. So, who knows? But the question is, what is Russell Westbrook a better fit for that team than Chris Paul, or was Chris Paul a better fit?
What do you think?
I kind of think that the way Russell Westbrook plays, he's very explosive, very powerful, very explosive off the dribble. He's not as good a shooter as Chris Paul. But I do feel like the Rockets have size, but they giving away Trevor Ariza to the Kings. Of course, I like the Kings, so that's fine with me. But the Rockets, if they would have kept Trevor Ariza, I feel like that they, like, feel like if they kept Trevor Ariza, that they would have used him a lot because he could play, what's his name? I can't think of his name. Clint Capella. You could play Capella at center, play Ariza at small forward, and play Eric Gordon at power forward, but they give away Trevor Ariza. So, was giving away Trevor Ariza, does that mean that they wanted to go with a little bit more shooting than they do inside.
Maybe they're changing up their style of play.
And that too, that might have been why they got Russell Westbrook. Maybe they're changing up their style of play to a drive, pick and roll off the dribble team. And maybe that's the case. But if they're not going to change their style, I feel like Chris Paul would have been a better fit for them. Because they had Carmelo Anthony. They looked like a shooting team. And that's why I think that it would have been a better fit if they're not going to change up their style. If they're going to change up their style, Russell Westbrook is your guy all day. But, it really wasn't a good fit for OKC unless they're changing their style too. Because I don't think OKC, I think they're a power pound it to the rim team. And so Chris Paul is, I think he can do that, but he's just not that type of guy.
You know what I think? You're probably one of the very few 9-year-olds that could talk 10 minutes about the NBA trades, but pretty much by yourself.
Well, let's – okay. Anyways. That's
– Don't you agree?
I mean, I don't know any 9-year-olds that could – I don't know any 9-year-olds who would care enough about this to do that, but, I mean, there are probably people who could –
Maybe Matt Jones will hear it, Jace, and your dream will come true, and you can be a guest on his show.
Yeah. I don't think Matt Jones goes on to Spotify and he goes, "Hey, there's a 9-year-old kid who likes to talk about NBA free agency. I'm going to look at his podcast."
Maybe somebody will tag him in it.
Who knows? But if you see me on Matt Jones, I mean, on KSR or Matt Jones's podcast. He could bring me on the Matt Jones podcast.
That's true. Or Hey Kentucky. Maybe you could just go on.
Yeah, he's not doing Hey Kentucky no more, though.
I know.
So, I'm not trying to say anything bad about Matt Jones, but we all like Matt Jones. So, for the sake of the radio show, don't vote for Matt Jones. For the sake of the radio show.
Jay.
Just for the sake of the radio show. Like,
I hear you.
I'm not saying. I think he would be a really good Senate, but for the sake of the radio show.
But what's more important, a Senate job or the radio
Definitely
show?
Definitely the radio Senate job. Right. So, whatever you think, do what you think. Well, I want you to listen to me on sports, but when it comes to politics, I have somebody for that. So... Anyways, back to our third segment, college basketball. Mm-hmm. Now,
go Cats.
Yes. Okay, I already told them I was a big Kentucky fan, but I didn't tell them that I love Kentucky basketball more than I do Kentucky football, and you all could probably just go look up the records and figure out why. But I think that next year our basketball team should be good. They should be probably like this one this year, but maybe with a little better shooting. I don't think we'll be that big of a pound it to the rim team. I mean, I know Cal likes to play that style, but these guys, they're probably more shooting guys. From what I've seen, I think they're more of a shooting team this year.
You think? It would be nice to have a shooting team. We haven't had...
We haven't had many of those. And I really want to talk about, for college basketball, Michigan State, and kind of they were a big surprise in the offseason, which I think half the time that they're going to be ranked number one this preseason, because I kind of feel like that's because they have so much experience returning. They're one of the – they're not a Cal team. Tom Izzo is not a Cal coach. He's more
– Izzo doesn't.
Izzo is a Coach K coach. He tries to keep his guys for 4 years. And I'm not saying that's a bad style. I'm not saying it's a good style. I think it's a good style. I mean, I love Cal style because you get to see a lot of our guys go to the NBA, and then he can get more of those guys because it shows that he brings a lot to the NBA. But that other style is good because you get to keep your experienced players longer.
Yeah, the only thing is, for whatever reason, Izzo usually chokes in the tournament, but he didn't this last time.
No, he for sure made his money worth in the tournament. But I think that where they're just returning, I got to be honest, I think that they, like, I would want the Cats to have that number one spot. I'll have to see the rosters, but I do think that Michigan State, for right now, is looking like they're going to get it because just the experience.
Nobody cares about preseason rankings.
No, it really depends on the Champions League when we play them. That's what will decide who is better.
Yeah.
But
last time we smashed them.
But I mean, granted, they're okay. They're pretty good. But, you know, that'll be something to see. I think that they're pretty good.
Go Cats.
But I think it'll be a fun game to watch, definitely. I think that experience.
You better be cheering for the Cats, though, boy.
I think that experience, though, will come into play and help them. I think we can definitely do on it, because we do have a little bit more experience, guys, than we usually do.
All right, what's the next section? That's probably enough on Michigan State.
So, next section, I'm actually going to do five segments today. And the fourth segment is going to be soccer. So, not many of you know, but my mom was good at sports. She played soccer in college for Georgetown College. A lot of people don't know where that is. It's just a small little school in Georgetown and in Kentucky in Georgetown. But I think I'm pretty good at soccer myself, and so I think that's one of the things I do say. I say, well, my mom played soccer, so that could be why I'm decent at it.
Did it from your
maybe
mama?
But that's one thing. We'll get back to that. But right now we're gonna focus on these big club teams, and they're making some changes. Uniforms, a lot of them going old school throwback. But I do think that Real Madrid, that they made a big move with Hazard. And I don't know why Chelsea gave him up, but they made a big move with Hazard, because that will definitely play a role. He will really play a good role. He has a 91 rating on FIFA, which FIFA ratings, that I do tell people, 2K FIFA ratings, Zion might be ranked this 90, like LeBron James might be ranked the 99 overall, but he is not that in real life. Like, if you want to call him a 99 on the Miami Heat, sure, I'll give you that. But he's not that. They just do that because he's been there so long. I mean, but he's really not a 99, and I don't think he should be.
Right.
But back to soccer. PSG. Their new uniforms.
Yes.
They're Jordan, all red with black on them. Those are really cool. I like them. But I think that they could do better. Their white uniform, their away white uniforms, they're really cool. I like their alternate ones. The only ones that I don't much care for are definitely the home ones. The navy blue with the two white lines and then the red line down the middle. I don't like it.
Yeah.
So, this is this segment after this is going to be a little while too. But I'm going to ask you, because when we have guests on here, that might be your age or maybe younger, maybe older. We're going to ask them some questions if they have done something in their life that involves sports or involves anything. So I'm going to ask you, what's it like to play college soccer? I mean, I know it's not all big Kentucky soccer, but it is soccer in college. Like, what is it like?
Well, I mean, it was a lot of fun. Honestly, I only played my freshman and sophomore year because I went to PT school or whatever at UK. So I didn't really play that much. I played in a couple games. Well, in a few games. But practices were definitely way different than in high school because our high school coach was just kind of a volunteer and didn't really, you know, he was nice and stuff, but he was just a volunteer. And then college practice was definitely different. Like before school started, we had 3-a-day practices. Once school started, we would have 2-a-days for a little bit. And then we went down to 1. But so that's a little different.
Yeah, I could see how college sports would be different. Because if you think about it, you're going to have those coaches who just want to be nice because they really like the school. And you're going to have those type of coaches. And the best you can do probably for advice, the best you can probably do is just hang in there and try to make yourself better. And you need to listen to your coach because he's an adult, you're a kid. But
exactly.
He might be a volunteer, he might not be the best, but listen to him, but you work on yourself too. And that's one of the things that I'm going to say. But next, high school basketball. Before we talk about, or actually we're going to stick back with soccer, sorry. What was it like to play high school soccer? Because I know you said it was a bit different.
I mean, so we had a really good team my junior year, and we made it to state or whatever. And that was exciting. It was a lot of fun, like more of the students and stuff came to the girls' soccer than the boys. And it was kind of a big deal, too, as far as even more than basketball or as much as basketball.
Yeah, because
and like really the big sports at my high school were football and boys basketball and girls soccer.
I feel like that would be that way just because, you know, it's a big year. Girls soccer probably wasn't popular. I mean, you all probably got it up there because more girls joined than boys on. So, you know, you all probably got it a little more populated in that school. But the reason men's basketball was a big deal, too, around that school was because of Dominique Hawkins. I mean, this was after they played. But reason one of the hear about Central basketball some was because Dominique Hawkins. And even then, I mean, he made it big too. So like,
even prior to that, Central's boys, because of Coach Feldhaus, had always been really, you know, one of the top.
But I think that you made girls soccer a little bit bigger. So on to high school basketball, LaMelo Ball. Okay, he went from Lithuania. Was that a good decision? To bring your kid out of high school to go to Lithuania?
No. And their family obviously has issues in and of itself, which, who doesn't? But I don't think they make decisions based on what really their kid needs.
Yeah, I think that what they were thinking, a big part of that was because they thought that their kids were too good for that high school, which they clearly weren't. They were not too good to play regular high school ball. Like, you look at some of the people today, you got Mikey Williams and Dante Allen, all of them, they're just as good as LaMelo Ball.
Yeah.
Some probably even better. Like, when he came back, he only got one scholarship offer from a small scholarship. I mean, from a small school. And, I mean, like...
Well, when your dad says he could beat... Didn't he say he could beat Michael Jordan?
Think you're crazy. Yep.
Yeah, you have some issues.
I don't think LaMelo Ball has that many issues. I don't think LaMelo Ball is too cocky himself. As far as it goes, I think his dad's the cocky one. I think that his...
Yeah, he would probably have been better off to not have his dad as his agent.
Yes, and because if his...
Sometimes your dad isn't the best
choice. Because big baller... Like, who sells shoes for $500 that aren't even that good?
Somebody who thinks they're a lot better than they are.
Exactly. I think that... And I'm not trying to hate on LaVar Ball. I don't like LaVar Ball because I feel like he's cocky and he talks about himself and he gives himself high praise and nobody else does. So I think he could be like, I think more people would buy Big Baller Brand if he lowered his shoe price, if he wasn't so cocky. But I think that LaMelo Ball, if his dad wasn't his agent or his dad didn't give him all if his dad wasn't super cocky, LaMelo Ball, I think, would be good. He's not, from what I see, he's not that cocky. He's good, but he's not that cocky.
Yeah.
He really isn't.
Thank goodness he didn't get everything from his dad.
Yeah,
right?
and how will the Lonzo Ball, the family currently lives in Chino Hills. With a $5.1 million house. How do you think that Lonzo going to New Orleans will affect them? Do you think that they'll move to New Orleans? Or do you think they'll just stay there and let LaMelo go to UCLA and then see what he'll do from there?
That's a good question. I kind of think they'll stay there, but...
Yeah, I don't think that they'll move just because of Lonzo, because Lonzo's a grown man. He can do what he wants. So I don't think they'll move just to Lonzo, because there aren't really any good colleges in New Orleans that I know of.
Right.
But, and I think that if LaMelo goes to UCLA... Now, LaMelo wanting to go to Kentucky, that's not happening because Cal's not like the coach on Last Chance U, which I don't watch Last Chance U, but I have heard that.
You probably shouldn't, but it's really.
I have heard the coach is real strict.
Very strict and cusses a lot, so it's kind of not appropriate for you.
So that's one thing. Cal doesn't do that. If Cal's yelling at you, it probably means he cares. But he doesn't want a dad yelling at his son, trying to coach his son from the sidelines when Cal is so much better. He doesn't want that, and that's why I don't think he would want LaMelo Ball to come to Kentucky.
Yeah.
Because he'd bring LaVar with him.
That's the thing. LaVar's hurting.
LaVar doesn't realize it. LaVar thinks having this Big Baller Brand and stuff makes it better.
Yeah, but it doesn't.
But it doesn't, because if LaVar Ball mouths so much that it doesn't make it better. No. And I don't want pop-up shops, a Big Baller Brand all over Rupp Arena. Please keep the ice cream stands. Don't put Big Baller pop-up shops there.
Do not get rid of that ice cream. You're right, son.
But I just think that LaVar Ball, I think that he's hurting LaMelo Ball as going to college. I think he's hurting him more than he is gaining him.
Well, yeah, and a lot of times the way parents act can hurt the kid more than help, and I think that's definitely the case.
Yeah. And that's the case, I think, that might happen with Julian Newman. He has his own show that I like to watch on YouTube. It's by this guy. His name, it's this channel, Overtime. And he kind of interviews what goes on. His dad's crazy insane, too. But his dad's the coach of a basketball team. He yells and stuff. He gets mad. Like, he gets real mad. He doesn't curse, though. Sometimes he'll cheer him on. But he yells a lot. And and sometimes I feel like he puts his players down. Not meaningly, but sometimes it just accidentally happens. I feel like, let's say Julian Newman's not having a good game, he is mad. He gets really mad.
Yeah.
If he can't hit his shots, whatever. And I think that sometimes that hurts in Julian Newman, and he doesn't play good if his dad's yelling at him real hard and stuff.
Yeah, you've experienced that, haven't you, with me and your dad? Yeah.
But Julian Newman, like, I think that, I don't think he's hurting him, because I don't think that he would, I think that he, but Julian Newman's dream school, however, is Kentucky. And Julian Newman's good. I wouldn't mind having Julian Newman, but I don't think his dad would be as crazy as LeVar Ball. Sure, he might yell sometimes, but that's what parents do. But I don't think that he would get super mad and yell and keep yelling like LeVar Ball.
Yeah. Hey, Miss Elena's here. Can she say hi?
Yeah. Actually, Elena coached college volleyball at Berea. So we might have her on sometime while she's here, because that could be a certainly good segment, I think.
Yeah, definitely a good segment. We'll have to add her onto the thing.
But, so, like, you know, that's what I'm saying. But, so, definitely, but we didn't tell anybody this. You played high school basketball yourself. And your coach, I have heard, was pretty strict, you know?
He was, but, you know, honestly, it's how we got to where we were and how we did so good was because he was pretty strict on us and hard.
Yeah. And that's how it's going to be. You got to deal with your hard coaches to get to where you need to be. But who, at the time when that was happening, who was your mentor, your role model?
Oh, gosh. You know, I really liked, even though she was our center, I really liked Jeannie Vorbeck, because she always pushed herself really hard and gave it 110% always, and just was a good
role model.
Yeah, role model and person to look up to. And
yeah. And her dad, my papaw, he actually played basketball. He's really good, so I would have to imagine that he played a little bit in that too.
Oh, yeah.
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 But I think that it'd be fun to play high school basketball. And I think that it is rough, because she did get elbowed in the head. Did you get knocked out or what?
Well, yeah, I actually got a concussion. I was turned backwards after a free throw, and a girl on the other team in Woodford County was swinging at one of our other girls, and I stepped right into it. And, like, I remember trying to – yeah, I tried to stand up, and everything was, like, blurry. And they have it on video. I don't really remember this. But the whole bench cleared and was getting ready to fight, and they finally got everybody cleared. And they took me back to the locker room, and I started throwing up a little bit. And then they asked me to remember, like, three words, and I couldn't remember them, like, 20 seconds later. And so I had a pretty good concussion and had to sit out the next, several days at practice.
But, I mean, that happens. Who knows if it was an accident? She shouldn't have been swinging at your girls. But,
my girls
knows?
Cleared the bench.
Yeah. But, it's kind of like the Yaziel Puig fight, which, if you listen to episode one, that was posted last night. That was kind of like that, you know. So,
yeah, pretty much.
But thank you all for listening, and I hope you do watch this episode, as my mom was part of it as our first special guest of Jace Howard Sports Podcast. Watch out for more of this guest stuff to come. You can send me your voice messages if you want me to do a segment, want me to put you on.
Tell them how they do that, and you don't have to have Spotify, right?
You do. Well, no, you don't. Actually, if you will give me your name and your number, I can text you the link. Then you can just click on the link, go on there, press record. You can send me your voice message. But if you want to be a part of the show, name, number, and I'll try to get you.
If you know Matt Jones, send
him. If you know Matt Jones, tell him about it. Drew. No, I didn't like your favorite high school team, but please tell Matt about this if you know. Okay, that does it for today. Ladies and gentlemen, my mom.
Hello. Goodbye.
And then thank you for watching Jace Howard Sports Podcast.
Until next time. Hello.
I stole Jace's tablet. So hello. This is weird.
Marjanovic.
Which basketball player do you think is the best?
I think that overall right now, probably, I don't know, who's been doing good this year in the NBA?
The Lakers are the best in the league, right?
I'd say probably, like, it's between LeBron and Anthony Davis, like, because that...
Oh, the best player?
Yeah. Like, the chemistry.
Oh, yeah. What is this?
That's Anchor.
Huh?
That's Anchor. It's over the podcast app.
Oh.
Which NBA player do you think is the best?
Right now? Probably Giannis or Kawhi.
Wait, which one?
Kawhi Leonard.
Brandon, which one were you talking about?
I'll go... Denver can shoot threes. So that wouldn't be bad to be able to stretch the floor. Or Plumlee.
What is your opinion on pickles? What's your opinion on pickles?
Chris Dunn.
What's your opinion on pickles?
On pickles?
Yeah.
I like pickles.
What's your opinion on pickles?
I don't like pickles.
Eric Gordon's still available. And is that Rondo or Rubio?
What do you think is the best sport?
Basketball.
Should I go?
What sport do you think is the best?
Basketball.
Should I go
T? Well, yeah, I heard of that.
I'll go Murray.
That
I think Eric Gordon's a good bench player. But you can come off the bench and get three.